This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Scientists Caitlin Carrico and Drew Weissman won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for discoveries enabling the development of the COVID-19 vaccines. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus congratulated them.
Today is a great day for health, a great day for science, and a great day for vaccines. I offer my warmest congratulations to Dr. Caitlin Carrico and Dr. Drew Weissman.
One of the governing board members of the Nobel said together they have saved millions of lives. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and his family business went on trial in New York on Monday in a civil fraud case that could deal a major blow to the former U.S. president's real estate empire. The trial comes a week after the judge presiding over the case found Trump liable for fraud and will largely concern the penalties he must face. New York State Attorney General Letitia James.
Donald Trump and the other defendants have committed persistent and repeated fraud. Last week, we proved that in our motion for summary judgment. Today, we will prove our other claims. My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
James is seeking at least $250 million in fines, a permanent ban against Trump and his sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, from running businesses in New York, and a 5-year restriction on commercial real estate activities by Trump and his flagship Trump Organization. This is VOA News. The last bus carrying ethnic Armenians from Nagorno-Karabakh has left the region, completing a week-long, grueling exodus in which more than 80% of its residents have fled after Azerbaijan reclaimed the area in a military operation. Lawyers for Niger's ousted president say they are filing a legal case against those behind the coup that deposed him. Niger apparently has accepted also Algeria's offer of mediation to help solve the political crisis. According to Algerian state TV on Monday, Algeria, which shares a border with Niger, has proposed an initiative involving a 6-month transition period in Niger, led by a civilian. The president of the upcoming COP28 climate talks told an Abu Dhabi oil conference on Monday that the fossil fuel industry would play an essential role in addressing the climate crisis.
For too long, this industry has been viewed as part of the problem, that is not doing enough, and in some cases, even blocking progress. This is your opportunity to show the world that, in fact, you are central to the solution.
Sultan Al-Jaber, the president-designate of the COP28 talks, who is also head of UAE oil giant ADNOC, urging industry leaders to curb emissions associated with energy productions. According to a new poll, America's college campuses are seen as being more friendly to liberals than conservatives when it comes to free speech. Here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The poll from the University of Chicago and the AP Nork Center for Public Affairs Research found that 47% of adult Americans say liberals are free to express their views on college campuses, while 20% say the same of conservatives. Conflicts on free speech issues regarding conservative guest speakers have shaken U.S. college campuses over the last several years. Republican lawmakers in many U.S. states have proposed bills that limit public colleges from teaching topics considered divisive. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
British designer Stella McCartney took over a Paris marketplace on Monday and turned it into a showcase for new greener textiles, while honoring her rock star parents' time in the 1970s band Wings, her father, Paul McCartney. Held in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower, designed as a market where fruits are worn instead of eating, some 20 stalls lined up alongside the runway showed off cruelty-free, conscious material innovations, including a seaweed-based yarn grown from regenerative kelp. Scott Walter.